No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
May God bless all of you, dear listeners of Eagle FM. We are starting now the Stop Suffering program. And I'm sure God will bless your life tonight. We're going to be praying for you before the end of the program. You are going through problems, situations. We always pray for those who are suffering. And I'm sure God will bless your life. Tate kalunga oyatate. I'm here with Pastor Festus. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop. And good evening, Namibia. O programa oyo arushe kongereka ya Universal Church mo Igolo FM iye kuetela momepo na tango. Oshimashua pumbokuninga mo peifenga ha. Longi kidoka kopiko ekomeva ilo kakende kwe komeva. Oshishike kulilo programa hii. Ohatuke kuningila omeilikano. Osho tu yo na tango. Oto drukudu dengela konomola yetu yongo di oyo ha yo shali, shangongi. Sho onomola yongo di onola no hetatu, onola babali, ombali babali, no natu vatatu, no nano.
Yeah, they can call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-222-3335, 0800-222-3335, they are men and women of God now waiting for your call. You can include your name in the prayer book. You can include the name of a family member in the prayer book, somebody who is suffering. And we're going to pray with the glass of water, the bottle of water, as we always do, especially you who don't sleep at night. There are many people that at night, they don't sleep well. They have bad dreams, nightmares, spiritual attacks. At night, husband of the night, wife of the night. It's like there's something evil that comes to disturb them during the night. But we are challenging them. We are challenging them to pray with us. And they will sleep well. If they don't sleep well, they don't need to pray with us anymore. They don't need to listen to the program anymore. But I am sure if they can believe.
Yes, Bishop.
If they can believe by faith, how do you say by faith?
Meitavelo.
By faith, meitavelo. If they can pray with us, with the glass of water, and when they drink it, they will sleep well. They'll have a peaceful night of sleep. Because the Bible promises. The word of God promises.
Yes, Bishop.
It's written. Why we pray for the many people, they ask, why do they pray for the water? Every time I hear glass of water, prepare the glass of water. Why do these people pray for the water? It's because it's written in the Bible. It's written in the Bible. Exodus 23, chapter number 23. If you have your Bible with you, it's the same in the Oshivambo Bible.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 23. 25.
Is exactly the same.
It's the same. The English Bible, the Oshivambo Bible, the Oshiherero Bible, is the same. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. This sickness is not only the sickness of the body, but it's the sickness of the soul. There are many people who are depressed, who are crying. I was checking the news of Namibia today in the morning, and there was this person, they didn't say the name, but this person who jumped in front of the train, the side of Okahanja, near Okahanja, not so the train was coming, and this man, especially with men, there are many who are having this depression, this sadness inside of them, telling them to commit suicide. But suicide is never, they should not do that. They shouldn't. There is a solution for the problem.
Yes, Bishop. Otakutuane, unene tove, utosha kene komo uju mungala mwenyo, unenetu ngengo uhi haluka itoko fanawa ufiku, unenjo didi, unini mateiku pia neke, honangala topondwa, unovasha manevu ufiku, o la diwe hii, o programa hii, o veye telwa momo mepo. Eshu wapumboku ninga, ototurukutu dengela shashi. Opene manguluko kujua fapo, nandujua ukale ufike peni, we kunyenga, wanyengo ngala mwenyewe, wanyenga apesha apa wakenda, baloku ya ukukongo makwafo, ndino mono o makwafo, kashimba mopeife ngano kuli, wakuli la mwenyengwi, kushiku choto duruvali kuninganga helipi. Tudengela, noto tudengele kongo jie, tuyonomola yongo jiei, onola, ohetatu, onola vavali, ombali vavali, no natu vatatu, no nano. Onomola ongo joyo oyo shali. Oto hange konu menu wakalungi onkenu wakalunga oteke kupevatelo lawana. No meilikano awana. Opo ove mwene toke shimona kucha ahawe kalungo kulipa mwena avopuri opo. Hai mepo adikodo tajikupia nekashike kalungo kwa telele wiloe. Umangulu kile no umitavele. Shashu opaitavelo kalunga tadrugu kumangula kujuu nandu fike peni. Nandu kalu fike peni. I'm saying, Bishop, there are those who have tried everything that they can try to do and nothing happened. It's not going to be the same when they try God.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the
it's
same.
It's written. It's written in the Bible. God says, try me now in this. Try me now in this. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Try me now. So you're going to pray with us before the end of the program. And this week we're going to be talking about impossible. Impossible, because for with God there will be no impossibles, and that's why we bring to people testimonies like we're going to be talking to the testimony of this week. Every week we bring a different testimony. Last week was a testimony of Jane, right? Jane from Catutura. Today we have a gentleman here with us. Leco is going to be sharing with us his testimony. It's good that it's a man this week, because we are having this serious situation of many men committing suicide. And please, please don't do that. It's not an option. God has a solution. God has a way out for your suffering, for your problems. Okay, so let me start welcoming Leco. Good evening, Leco. Welcome to the Stop Suffering.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Namibia. Thanks, Bishop, for
having you here with us.
Yes, Bishop.
So, Leco, as we ask every week the testimonies that we have, every suffering has a beginning. Every problem has a beginning.
Yes.
Sometimes some people, they say that they started suffering, they were a child, 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. We had here testimonies of some who started drinking at the age of 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody who said I started drinking at the age of five. How your suffering started? With what age, plus or minus?
I can say with 12 to 13 years.
12 old. To 13 years.
Yes.
And how did it started?
It just started because I was in a hostel, and then I would see my friends going out, drinking. And then I was let me give it a try as well. But it was not just a try, because later on it made me to be addicted. And it affected my schoolwork as well.
So it just started, like, can you say, they were putting pressure on you, or you were curious? You wanted to know what was this life of drinking, or both of what?
I was very curious, Bishop.
You wanted to know?
I wanted to know. And the way the people act. So it's something that was like calling my attention that, no, let me also try to do it to see how we'll act, how we'll be. So I was very curious to know and to experience it.
So you started going out with your schoolmates?
Yes, Bishop.
From hostel,
Bishop.
So, but how would you go from hostel? Because the way I understand, the students who stay in hostel, they have to stay there.
Yes, Bishop.
So how would you go out to look for alcohol?
We will always sneak out. Mm. And it was more worse when it was the time for exam, because sometimes when we have to go to school to go write, the friends, they would say, I need to go put something. So it also came in my mind that, no, maybe let me also do it. maybe when I'm going to write, I will be a bit better. So I will feel different. So sneaking out, and later on it also came to the point that we will be expelled from school, me and my brother.
So before you go that way, so you in the time to write, so it's the time the students must be the best.
Mm-hmm.
So you were drinking so that it doesn't make sense, but you followed your colleagues.
Yes, Bishop. You know, when you are new in the things, you just follow, you just go with the flow. So I went in the same path, but it was not the way I thought, Bishop.
So, okay. And you started drinking what?
We will...
Tombo, beer, what?
Mostly we'll drink beer, and then we reached to the level where we started to drink Castello.
Other stuff?
Yes. We started to move to upgrade as well.
Yeah.
To the point that we reached to drink Richelieu. Richelieu was the...
Yeah. Oh, you don't need to say the names.
Yes, Bishop.
the strongest stuff.
Yes, Bishop.
It was strongest stuff.
It was the strongest
stuff. And how, as a 12, 13, 14 years old, where were you finding money to feed there?
Bishop, one thing lead to another. Because I want to go drink and I don't have money. And sometimes our parents, they will give us money for school, for hostel. And we'll end up taking that money. If it's not enough, we have to steal from the friends for us to go fill the addiction.
You had to make a way.
We have to make a way, Bishop.
The money that was supposed maybe to buy food, to buy...
And sometimes to pay hostel as
to
well.
To pay the hostel because you have to pay.
Yes, Bishop.
The fees.
Yes, Bishop.
So that money would go...
In the addiction.
And Bishop. Buy alcohol.
Yes, Bishop.
Ooh.
To the point that there was a time I remember we were told that, no, if we don't pay the hostel, if my mother will not pay the hostel, then we must not come back to the hostel. So
they would not allow you because of the lack of payment?
Yes, Bishop. And my mom will ask, but I gave you money. Where is the money? No, that money, we lost it. We were afraid to tell you, but we knew where we used the money.
You were even lying to your mother?
Yes, Bishop.
And it went on. And again, the studies, did it affect your studies?
Very much, to the point that when I reached grade 10, I never failed my school. But when I came to grade 10, I failed with 20 points.
Ooh.
And my family had to make a meeting for me, thinking that they will help me. And they have to move me from Epukiro to Okahanja. They thought that now we have to send him far, where he don't have friends. Maybe there he's going to be better. But it was only for the beginning of the year. From there, once I began to know the whole Okahanja, I went to square zero, Bishop.
Yeah, and you went back to the life of drinking.
Yes, Bishop.
And it's maybe stealing.
Stealing became worse because I grew up in a house where we were 10 guys. And my
10 men?
10 men, Bishop.
Mm.
And my big brother, he has been known as a person of in and out of prison. And his life has been of stealing.
Mm.
So we also got addicted to that stealing.
Okay, before you reach that, you see that was also like a family curse.
Mm.
Because there are cases, Pastor, that we see that the problem from the elder son,
mm-hmm.
or maybe let us go deeper. Sometimes the problem of starts with the grandfather.
Mm.
It starts with the elder, that maybe the Tatekulu. The Tatekulu was drinking a lot.
Mm.
And then the son also was drinking. And now the grandchild. So it's like a family curse.
Mm.
That's coming from generation. Or in the case of Leko, he's saying that his elder brother, out of 10 men.
Yes, Bishop.
You were 10 men.
Yes, Bishop.
A lot of men in the family. So the elder brother... And now it went to him. So there are many people suffering with a family curse.
Yes. Ongashileko tapo pikucha ukukula kwae. Ukwakula ihalukeri minima yomalo du. Ti halukeri minima nukuri yomumbu di. Elongolae loku ya pomba dapo gredite ni naria na wa. So Bishop Abba tapo pine kucha. Omikalo di modo e fingo lo la jakoma pupi no ma pupi. onkulunu o ya ta me ko kuva kai ni mae ye ngobe no shotu na votava im online na wafafana so o shima shimu ashikala unge fingo olo la jakoma pupi no mapupi uwete ku uno na voeveli monkaluringa ho male fingo ikela jakoma pupi no mapupi so hiene ngengo wete unhalo ilinga omo bakwane jimo boye kapena uta drugu ikufamo Onga shito ke shipulikina na wakucha, okalunga shike, tadruku kufa kupoma fingo, tadruku kufa pweme po do dafa hapo. Yes, Bishop, I say that when a person finds themselves in the same situation of cases, there is no other way.
Only God.
Only God.
Only faith can help the person. And one more thing that Leko said. So the family thought that if they moved you from the village, what's the name of the village?
Epukiro.
Epukiro.
Yes.
Which sure. region of Namibia?
Is Omaheke region.
Omaheke region. Sagobabis.
Yes.
The Sado. So they thought that taking him from the village to bring you to Okahanja.
Yes, Bishop.
They thought that it would solve the problem.
Yes, Bishop.
And there are people who think like this. So if I leave the north, Omusati, if I leave Oshana, if I leave the north and like Okavango and come to the big city, to Vinduk, to Comas, or to Erongo, they think that the problem will be solved.
Yes, Bishop.
And to run away from the problem, when the problem is, it's a spiritual problem. To run away from the problem is not going to solve the problem.
Uh-uh.
They have to overcome the problem by faith.
Yes, Bishop. Onga sheke takutuwa kucha, ovakulunu vayene, eshiva mwana kuchota imo mikalo do ji, unene, ovakenda baro kumparako kanja. Oko neko kanjeri haluka, ongaloya ninga neyi shapi chirila, ihaluka neri kosho, umafiko ike mashona, tashivo kanja nawa, opuo ongaloya ya ukaneko wii. Apa bisho potesi popine kucha, uju ngengo opamepo ihaufaduku wapo nandu ufaduke puyepeni uvanuva hapo hawa kenda baloku ninga ae ngengo nda iko venduka ilo ngengo nda iko peni otashika karango pamwekwepo ahawe kesha apango otoi ujuo wafafana so tosha keneki upongo tuhange na tango Bishop, I'm saying that wherever you go, you think you run away from that problem. Where you go, you are going,
it follows. If the problem is if it's a spiritual problem, the problem will follow the person. So the person has to overcome that problem by faith. So if you have a problem like this, you are moving from one side to the other, from one region to the other, from one city, from one village to the other, and the problem keeps following, you need prayers. Call the toll-free now. 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. Include your name in the prayer book. There are men and women of God waiting for your call. It's a free call. It's a toll-free number. It's the number of the toll-free of Universal Church here in Namibia. It's 24/7. Even after the program, you can keep calling even tomorrow, anytime. There's always a man of God, a woman of God ready to pray for you, to talk to you over the phone. And you don't need their time. The church is the one who pays for the call. Okay, so going back here to Leko. So, Leko, now you moved from the village to Okahanja?
Yes, Bishop.
And the problem didn't stop?
The problem didn't stop. It even became worse because Okahanja is close to Windhoek. So, when I went to grade 11 now. For me, every weekend, from Friday, I will make sure that I'm in Windhoek. And I will be in Windhoek to come and drink because I was with my uncle in Okahanja and he was very strict. So for me to be free is only when I come to Windhoek. So my life began that every Friday.
Weekend.
Until Monday. Monday that I supposed to be in school is when I will find transport for me to go back to Okahanja. So I became addicted to the point that my grade 11, I even felt the teacher did not want to accept me in the school anymore. They say, no, we have to look for him maybe to go to Katima or where. Then I was afraid of Katima, to hear Katima. I was very afraid. I said, no, I came from Epukiro to here far. Now I have to move from here to there. So I had to create a lie to beg the teacher that, no, this year will improve, this year will change. it was only a way for them to admit me in the school. But after that, my life continued the same.
You went back to the same life?
Yes, Bishop.
And now, since you were saying about your elder brother at that time was with this thing of stealing.
Yes, Bishop.
So how did you start this doing these things?
We started to steal cows, the goats of people. And sometimes not only because maybe we have to sell, sometimes we will just steal it because we want to eat meat.
Mm.
And then there are those times that we have to steal, maybe we have to come to Windhoek, you have to steal and sell for you to get money. So we get addicted, and to the point that all of my brother, we were in the same line. We will be stealing, we will be killing the goats of the people, and people in the village, they started to know that, no, these kids of these men, and my father was not really, he didn't have power to stop us, because we were more addicted to the
point. Did he try to speak, my sons, please don't do that?
He did many times. But it's like the more he speak, the more we continue to do.
Please wait there. I have to talk about it. Because right now, Paife.
Yes, Bishop.
Paife, right?
Mm.
Paife, their parents now, their mothers, fathers, elder brothers, they speak to the youngest, don't do that. Please don't do that. Like the father of Leko was saying to his sons, don't do this, my sons. But instead of listening, they continue.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even worse. Because the problem was the father was speaking to the sons, but he was not using the power of prayer, the power of faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the parents cannot speak. They have to speak when the children they are not doing well. But if they're speaking, the children are not listening. They need the power of God to help them.
Mm-hmm. Ongas Bishop atati sheriko la kwashi legota popitati kucha o mon kalo moya vaya wokuvaki muna wokuvaki kombone ngobe o sheapo ngata fa fio ovashinda tamono ilovan vopo njingo no kota mono kucha umbwe lolinuno na tavalongu ilonga fa potava ki muna ta dipai muna so tate wabo kwa kenda balano kuvalombwela ikandi hapu mara ashike mon kalo tevalombwela na tango ashie kesho ukakowi. Bishop, that negucha, pramo tusha kene kujua fapo, ujuongengu watusha kene kujuu, nonavoe, taviha lukaveli minima, umu mbujino shotu. So, okalunga ike, omeili kama ike, eitavelo ike, talidrukuva mangula, eitavelo ike, talidrukuva kufama mungkalo afapo.
Yes. Yeah, the parents now, you are struggling, perhaps not parents, but maybe auntie, uncle, grandmother, mekulu. You're talking to the grandchildren, you talk to your child, they're not listening. You need to use the power of prayer, of faith, to help them. So call the toll-free number, include their names. So your father, Leko, was trying to speak to you and your brothers. You were not listening.
We were not listening, Bishop. And we will do it even more worse. Because whatever my brothers say, we follow. But when my father tried to correct us, to help us, we will not listen. But we will listen to my brother, because my brother was well known and people used to fear him in the village. So, and I remember one day I even went to ask advice from him, because while we were sleeping, he woke up at night and then we just saw somebody moving. We see him already killing two goats. And then we ask, now what if people find us at this night and see us? And then he told us, he called us, all of us, and then he said, one thing that I will teach you is whenever someone catch you or saw you, don't leave that person. Because when you leave that person is a witness. So he's going to report you. Make sure that you kill that person or hurt that person for the person not to go speak. So I grew up with that, but of course we never reached that point of being caught, of someone seeing us and for us to attempt to kill the person, but it was already in my mind. It was already in our mind that no. So for us to kill the evidence, meaning if someone sees us, we have to make sure that we kill this person.
So God had mercy on you.
Yes,
so Bishop. Praise, you didn't reach that point, but it was already in your mind.
It was already in my mind, Bishop.
Were you ever arrested? Were you ever in the police station or no?
Mostly when the police come, we'll always escape. only my big brother, because my big brother will take the blame on himself since he has been already in prison. So we will always escape. But him, he got arrested many times. Even my younger brothers, most of my brothers, they were in and out of prison. But I used to escape. For me, I will only be used for me to go bail them out. I have to make a way to sell some goods or to steal cows to go bail them out. But I was never really admitted.
And what was going on, Leko, in your mind? What was going on? Because you thought that was normal, or you thought of maybe one day I want to come out of this life, because you always like afraid somebody will catch you.
Yes, Bishop. Sometimes you don't want that life, but in the world you learn that no, this is the life of a man. A man have to live like this. So even though you say no, I want to come out of this, the surroundings will make you for you to believe that no, as a man, this is how I have to live. A man need to struggle and men need to do something for a living. So I grew up with that mind. Only when I went to Okahanja after my grade 11, now when I had to beg, when I got invited is when I started to see that now I really need to change. I need help. And that was because...
You mean Okahanja in the church?
I got invited, yes.
Yeah, Universal Church.
Yes.
You started attending our branch in Okahanja.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, all right.
And before I even went to church, Bishop, there was a moment when I found myself, we went out to go drink. And in the morning when I woke up, I find myself wet. It's like I pee in my trouser. And this makes... During the night, Bishop. This gives me a lot of questions to say, today I pee in my trouser, tomorrow it will be what? And then I started to look at myself and say, no, it's like I'm becoming now miserable. It's like I'm becoming totally destroyed. It's no more me. So I tried to, in my mind, within myself, thinking that, no, I need help. But because I had that pride, I'm a herero, I believe in holy fire, I believe in my ancestor. These things of church is not for me. It does not work for me.
That's how you think that time?
Yes, Bishop. And since I grew up, I never attended any church. So for me to come to church, it was hard. I got invited many times, but I would lie. I said, no, I will come, but I never went.
So and the longer you took to ask God for help, did it get worse?
The worse it became, Bishop.
Okay, before you continue, Leko, I just want to mention here that the longer one delays to give God a chance, the longer it will take. Don't you know how long your life will take for your life to change? The longer you take to come to God. The moment that he came to God, his life changed.
His life changed.
So pride takes the person nowhere.
So, onga shile kota tukucha, monkalo kwa no kushivwa, yetekeli halukane monkalo kucha, kwa yune ne minima omalo dusha pitiri la, yeteki halukane a huhila mombrugwe a yetamono ne kucha, ay, onkalo tuto langi fi open, onda pungo kulunduruka.
Sorry, and especially for men, sorry for interrupting you. For men, this thing of the pride
is even
harder.
Yes.
Because like I'm a man. But if the person says I'm a man, but they are suffering, they need help.
Yes, Bishop. Uneneto nyenge tashia palu menu, ono hi plagucha morwa un mawi, o ti plagucha o tashika kala ike nao. Malongalo eke okeke kowi, pra mueto ngala mwenye oe uka mowi, tashipiti lulu nene, yanjo mitu kukalunga.
And that's why we're going to be praying for you. Men and women, call the toll free number 0800-222-3335, include your name in the prayer. We're going to be praying for you. We're going to have a short break. We're going to have a short break now. After that, we're going to continue with the story of Leko. It's not going to be everything today. Usually, as you know, the testimony is the Tuesday, and then we conclude on Thursday because of the time. But don't go anywhere. And remember, prepare your glass of water for the moment of prayer. This is the Stop Suffering here live. We are live on the studios of Ego FM here in Windhoek.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira kuzamo. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga paturura oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
We are back. We are back. And let me go back here to the story of Leko. You're not going to say everything today, Leko. So which moment you can say that was the worst moment, Leko? There were many difficult moments. But which moment of your suffering you think it was like the worst moment?
Especially the one that I mentioned now, that I find myself peeing in my trousers. For me, it was not normal. It was like I'm becoming now totally miserable. So this, it shake my life a bit. And that's where I make now a decision, Bishop.
So you are invited to come to the church?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, you're not going to tell us everything, because we're going to continue on next Thursday. But who is Leko today?
Today I'm a free man, Bishop. Today I'm free from everything. Today I receive peace that I never had, that I tried to search around. I receive peace through the Holy Spirit, Bishop. Today I'm a married man.
So today are you free from alcohol? How many years now have you been free from alcohol?
It's now 14 years, Bishop.
14 years?
Yes, Bishop.
You are clean?
Yes, Bishop.
You don't need alcohol? Were you using any other substance besides alcohol, or only alcohol?
I was just only addicted to alcohol. The rest is just masturbation and pornography.
Okay, but like substance, it was really...
No,
alcohol was where you... What were you... Drink, how often were you drinking? Like every... It became like everyday thing?
It became not really everyday because I was in school, but I can say in a week at least 2 to 3 days I have to drink. Weekends, when it comes to weekends, every weekend. Every weekend.
Every weekend. That you can say.
Yes, Bishop.
You had to drink.
Yes, Bishop.
With money or without, with or without money?
Yes, Bishop. Even if I don't have money, I will make a way to call my brother and then say, no, just come. Just get the money to take the cab from there to here. The rest will come and sort it out here.
So 14 years free from alcohol.
Yes, Bishop.
Today, you are a man of respect.
Yes, Bishop.
You don't need to steal anymore.
Yes, Bishop.
Are you working?
I'm working, Bishop.
You have a job?
Yes, Bishop.
So, who people who knew you from that time,
yes,
Leko?
Yes, Bishop.
Especially those people there from Okahanja. Which side of Okahanja? Okahanja is big.
Okahanja, I used to stay in Herero location. Bishop.
Herero location. When they see you today, what do they say?
They see
those who knew the Leko of those days and the Leko of today.
They see a man of God, Bishop. And I remember when I came here in Greenwell, there was one guy who find me working with other assistant. And then he asked, what are you doing with that guy? He asked the other assistant, what are you doing with that guy? And then I said, no, we are from the same church. And then he was even asking the other guy, are you sure that guy go to church? And I said, yeah, he's an assistant in the church. And he said, no, I want to come and see him. And on Sunday, I thought it was just a joke. On Sunday, I just saw someone after the service shaking my hands. And he said, oh, I really came. I wanted to see if you really change. Because he told even my colleagues, the fellow assistant, that no, maybe he just started now. Wait, he will leave the church. You don't know that man. Because I was not only addicted to alcohol, because I used to be rough, Bishop. I used to be fighting, was a short-tempered person.
You were violent.
I was violent, Bishop. So they used to know me for those things. And that's why he didn't believe that I changed, that I'm a man of God now.
Yeah. So praise God. Today, Leko is here testifying, but his testimony is not complete yet. How did his life change? Do you want to know? So on Thursday, here, the same channel, the same station, radio station, Ego FM, 9 p.m., he's going to be back and he's going to share with us how his life was transformed. Today he's a married man. Married for how long, Leko?
For 1 year, going to 2 years.
Going to complete 2 years and wedding anniversary. He's a free man from alcohol for 14 years, no longer stealing goats. I think those who had goats there in Karanja, they were... when they would see you, they would hide, try to hide the goats.
Especially in the village, Bishop, they used to know, Bishop, that now we can't leave our animals like that, Bishop.
So today he doesn't do it anymore. He's a totally different man. And God can help you. If the life of Leko has changed, your life can change as well. The life of this person can change.
Mm-hmm. Esho ngala munye ya Leko ya lundruka. Ungala munye oweo natango te idruku lundruka. So esho wapumboku ninga, itavela. E itavelo, ohali fana ehono dakalunga mungala munye onu. Esho wapumboku ninga, totu denge Leko no mola yetu yongoji, unenetu ngengo tushakeneko mujunga. Shu wu ditapa, ungala munye tushakeneke nga shu yu ditapa, totu denge Leko no mola yetu yongoji, onola no hetatu, onola vavali, ombali vavali, onatu vatatu, nonano otohange ponlumenu akalunga ilonkeinu akalunga ote keku takakunya mukula ilota takanya muku takayanjo omujuo oto shakeneke kukalunga opadro kulundulonga la munyo eyo.
And I would like to thank Leko for coming today, but on Thursday we expect you back.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you very much, Leko.
Thanks, Bishop.
Thank you so much. So I would like to share with you now the Bible verse of tonight. Every program, we share with people the word of God. Because perhaps you are trying to stop by yourself. There are many people who are trying to, they say, no, I'll stop drinking. I'll stop smoking. I'll stop using drugs. I'll stop stealing. But the truth is, without God's help, one cannot make it. So the Bible says here in the book of Luke, in the book of Luke chapter number 1, I'm reading New King James Bible, but you can read your Oshivambo, Oshiherero Bible, any the Bible is the same in any language. It says like this, For with God, nothing will be impossible. That's why this person who saw Leko walking on the streets of Greenwell here in Vinduk, where he stays, the side where he stays, and he is attending our branch in Greenwell. When they saw him, they couldn't believe that he is a different man. The person had to come to church to see that he changed. Because here, it's fulfilling what the word of God says. The life of Leko is the fulfillment of this word. For with God, nothing will be impossible. So if you have an impossible case, if you have an impossible situation in your life, you can call now. We're going to start speaking to people live. If the line is busy, then you can call the toll-free. The toll-free you already know. 0800-223-335. But if you want to talk to us now live here from the studio of Eagle FM here in Vinduk, you can call 083-2888-401. That's the number of the radio station. You're going to speak to us live here. You have an impossible case. Perhaps it's a family member. Perhaps it's a mother, or like a father, just like the father of Leko was trying to speak to him and he couldn't. I think we have the first caller, please.
Good evening, caller. Omo atogero bona wa.
Atogero bona mwalen.
Ewa.
Atogero bona agati.
Oto atogero bona. Oriye ta denge nota denge kujapeni.
Oh,
o programa yo melika no unene tunge ngo tushagene ko mu jumo ngara munyo o tapumbu gwirikane na
aya ndale ko ari tarene a mwa mimo ro limenjira ta di mushimbano mwambo
okay
bakayengo askana aka ari kebabo
ewa
eh
okay yalo ngengo to drugu longi kitoka kupiko yako meva ino japo pala dio eshashi ke hulolo pologala matu kani ngo medicano pama yalo.
And for those who want to include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335, 0800-22-3335, and we want to speak tonight, especially to the men, Konja. There are many men out there who are suffering. There's a way out for the problems, the way out. But before we speak to the men, we have the next caller, please.
What
Pop in America would you do a penny?
Tapinanda for Cosera Monipa.
Monipa Menda for what group of fish came on Russian.
And now, was there in Joshua and that would make Angaga and get the Candinandia, my understanding, dear family, and just in the house, and then go on to the Indian.
Okay. Eso a tengo yo si un itadero me mwange. Lo que quito copy pico de comer, se ya toca ninge irikano pamwe paifenga. A tu tokora mo karunga o haningira le konjira. O yengo te ku ningire na tango njira.
Ewate.
Oturi pamwe. Karunga na kuyambeke.
Ewate.
And they can prepare the glass of water, the bottle of water, because we're going to be praying for them in the moment of prayer. But as I was saying, there are many men out there thinking that there is no way out, no solution. But there is a solution for them.
Yes, Bishop, because shashingengo watare mo ngaramwenyo ya leko, o ngaramwenyo imoiju kupopso shiri paunu itashidulika. Shoshone tunakalunga, kalunga tati kucha enjira dae, Odi dayo loka kwa didetu nga sheulula yoloka ke kedu Angela dakalungo shodiri nga what I'm saying here Bishop is that for humanity is impossible, but as God say my way are far as the heaven is far from the earth. That's my way. That's how great is God. With God there is nothing is possible. Everything is impossible, especially for those who are planning or contemplating
suicide. You want to say everything is possible?
Yes, Bishop.
Everything is possible. Nothing will be impossible.
Nothing.
Okay, go on.
So as the heaven is far, as I say, God's way is far from our thought as well.
God has a way out for them. So we have next caller, please.
Good evening, caller. Umato kero pondengi. Ewa. Umato kero ponao.
Tatendara kuhiri kaminwa.
Okay. Oto denge kujapen nedina loo liye?
Ndazanga kundi ima. Mato singani hiko mbina ziyoko. Hiko lukonda.
Okay. Edina loo wacho liye?
Ano.
Okay. Ano watu kuhiri kanende kumbinga ashike kongulo shio nina?
Onda kutumi hiyo onda ziwe kwa skoramo mo 2017
ya
kanisa mekene kukongi yonga sumbali so onda ziwe kwa skorande asiwane na ngayi nimo ni ilonga
okay
ndatari nga mekuni hini na hiyo hapu ndatari nga kuni ngo business ya ndatari nga kuni ya kufu ya kwa skorana tango ndi ya kasimetre sete yangu wa
okay eshu hapu mwakuni nga Longe kitu talo kakopiko komeva. Nondwe te kucha nongele kaili pope pina abo pondangwa. Shofi kapu tale. Ino japo pala joe. Talange kalunga te kuningiri kumifalonga ye.
Okay.
We're going to have a short break now. Don't go anywhere. And remember, in few minutes, in about 10 minutes, we're going to be having the moment of prayer. Have a glass of water ready. Because God is going to bless your life. We're going to have the break now. We're going to be right back.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-224.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back. And you can call now if you want to speak to us. You have an impossible situation. A situation that you look at it and it seems to be impossible. Like the case of Leco. I'm sure that when his father would look at his life and think, my children are lost. But today, through the power of faith, Leco's life has changed. So you mother, you father, you elder brother, you husband, you wife, you have a family member, perhaps your child is sick. Perhaps the problem is not alcohol, it's not stealing, it's not this kind of situation, but they will have a family member who is in hospital, who is hospitalized, in ICU, sick. You can call now and include his name or her name in the prayer. 083-288-401. That's the number to call live, to call speak to us live now. 083-288-401. Because there are many people who think that the problem is impossible, who think that there is no solution. That's why there are people who decided to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. Because they don't see a way out. But we are here every Tuesday, every Thursday. We are here on Eagle FM showing to them the testimonies. Every week we have different stories, different testimonies that prove to them that there is a way out. So they can call now 083-2888-401 and are going to be including their names in the prayer because there is a way out. We have a next caller, please.
Oh, mwa tokero pon dengi, on dengi ota dengi, kuja pen ne dina la wili die?
Oh, on daka kuzi la koni pon daka ukira motate.
Mm-hmm.
Okuindi ya motanti mo kwa sienje mo garike nenje nga kominga wa business on daka kutemi kwa business kwa ima raka pia nangua hakuwa seranje.
Yeah.
Kwa isi na tengu nda hakuwa, andika andini raka nda hakuwa kongere ka konda angwa maa kuza koni pa andiko nda wakandi ya transportman.
Okay. Itabe like, Shashikalunga Angela doing it with the Mangulu, open the Patulula, Capena out a drugu di pat. What could you American on the shin? So Angela doing it with the Patulula, Capena out a drugu di pat. Emmy to the cool looking up a finger.
Yeah, the prayer, the moment of prayer is fast approaching. You can have your glass of water ready, bottle of water ready, because what happens? What happens when we pray? We are going to speak, say that after the next caller.
Good evening, caller. Mwatokora pondengi.
We lost the caller, but you can keep trying. 083-2888-401. What happens when we pray?
Because, Bishop, the prayer itself, it's work. Because if we can do it on our own, we don't need to pray. We need another power. We call on God's power to come and help us.
We have another caller, please.
Matogora pona ndengi, orimo mepo, moigile fema.
Pastor.
Hello, meme.
Evening, Pastor.
Evening, meme. Good. How are you?
My name is Swama.
Yes, Swama.
I'm calling from Omtemo village nearby Oshakati.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeking for help for prayers because I have my uncle who is 33 years old who is missing and his name is Festus Amkoto.
He is missing.
What's the name?
His name is Festus Amkoto.
Festus.
We are going to include him in a prayer as we are writing his name in the prayer book, and prepare the water right now, as we are going to pray in a few minutes. We are going to make for you a prayer, and believe that
God will make a way for your angle to be found. Is it clear?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, just believe and also visit our church there in Oshakati, in Okanjenge, the main road. There is a universal church. You can go there Sunday.
Okay, Pastor, thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless. So perhaps you have a family member like the sister from near Oshakati, a family member who disappeared. You don't know where your family member is. You can call, include your family member in the prayer book. There are people who don't see a family member for many years,
Pastor Festus. Yes, sure.
We have another caller, please.
Okay.
And the choto denge kuja penne dina la olirie?
Abraham. Abraham taden uji wakachari.
Okay. Abraham, atu kufatere jike konglosyone na mume ilika, no?
Ya, ma alikani nengro ninda na kwa sipanga sandeha mamepunda ma rapese. Ay, namusenja kani.
Namusenja. Okay. Abraham, longi kiduta loka kupiko yeko meva? Iloka kente kwa yeko meva, nengo yeka longi kidana le?
Ay, kwa langi na.
Okay, longi doka kende koyo mewe me atu ke ilikani na ke kulolo polo gara mai. Atu kakara tuno me ilikan. So, ino japo po radio e, itavela, kalungo teke kumangula kujuo.
Yes, you can keep calling. We still have time to get maybe another one or two calls. 083-2888-401. You have a family member who is in hospital, who is in prison. We can pray also for them. So we have next caller, please. Yes, I think the person has a problem. Can keep calling 083-2888-401. Remember the topic of this week. For with God, there will be no impossibles. What is impossible for man, it's possible with God. Yes, I think the caller has to switch off the radio before they call us. Otherwise, we have this problem with the sound. Okay? But you can also try to call the helpline of the church. 0800-22-3335. Let us try to get the next caller.
Motokora pono ndengi? Hello? Hello?
Okay, we lost the caller. Okay, so 0800 22-3335 is the number of the church, the toll-free number, the helpline number of the church that it will continue even after the program. Even tomorrow, it's every day. Every day, this number is available for people who need a prayer, people who need help. We are going to be, we have one more caller before the moment of prayer.
Matogora bona ndengi. Yeah, memo o memeriere no ta denge kuja peni.
No, yike ko dira
kona nama.
Eh.
Watu kali ka ne monguro shike ne na meme viki.
Onda la kuri ka nata te, ndi mongo nge di danga nduri kwa mala wa ndi jimba.
Mhm.
Eh, amu ndi nge ni mai ko ngala ngo kwa dai tere choku.
Mhm, o me paya nyata.
Mhm.
Mhm. Okay. Longe kidoka copy ko eko me ame me viki. Peifenga hasha tumano programa ko nimeo mente additional tu ninge ilikano. Nde shiton mo mea ini mayo me dinara Yesusa itaende po vali. Eh. O vingi ngwa mone fimbo to ipongere ka etiri ko Chicago. Po China village apo nga hopo tuli opo nga. Kalunga ne kuyambeke.
Well, the moment of prayer has arrived, so have your glass of water ready now, your bottle of water ready. We're going to pray. I will start the prayer, and Pastor Festus will bless the water. Let us talk to God.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray right now. Because there are many people suffering with problems, Lord. Some of them are suffering because of a family member who is nowhere to be found. We pray that this person may find the family member, my Lord. But there are so many other cases. People who don't sleep at night. There are people praying right now with us that every night they struggle with bad dreams. But tonight, my Lord, they will sleep well. Today, Nena, today they will have a blessed night of sleep, my God. There are people who have been thinking of committing suicide. There is this evil voice, evil force telling them to commit suicide. My Lord, we rebuke this evil spirit right now. My God, send your angels now, Lord, where this person is. We rebuke all evil force. We say, get out. Get out of the life of this person, my God. They will sleep well. And my Father, they will start a new life with you.
Kalunga kange medina la Jesus Christus. Ohandi kuindile kalunga kange opo uyambeke omeva. Opo adulo kungumo unapo omakuma omaujuu. Elime ngala mwenye dola nuvoe. Omakuma omafingo. Omakuma omauyehame. Omakuma omaujuu elino kulilime ngala mwenye davo. Kalunga kange shiva kundukilo la eladio davo tabapulikine kome ilikano kalunga kange peifenga. Obo uli keshe pamwe no houduko she pamwe no homono keshe pamwe. Ejita anomeva haa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Drink now. Drink now from the blessed water with faith. You are blessed. God is with you. You're going to sleep well tonight and you're going to start a new life. You can keep calling. The toll-free number is still available. 0800-22-3335. You can include your name in the prayer book. We are going to be praying for you constantly. And on Thursday, every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m., we have the program. They have to tune in so that they can listen the conclusion of Leko's testimony.
Yes, Bishop. Metine, omuno kutulandula natango ku programa afafana. Osheshi, ehokolo laleko, otalika hula metine. Ponwoi, fio ponlongo.
And the doors of the Universal Church, they are open every day. You don't need to wait for Sunday. Even tomorrow. How do you say tomorrow?
Mongula.
You can find the doors of the church open in our branch in Greenwell.
Otulimo Daniel Street, Popepi, Nokapolif, Etungilolo Lilipolakula, Olo Ongeleka Universal Church Angaho. Ohatuta mekelongelo kalungaletu po pohamano unguli nene ungeleko ya ulugangaho tata mekelongelo kalungaletu retete oponlongo no ponatu yontenya elongelo kalungalo pohamano yoko matango olelongelo kalungaletu la huninma
in Okuriangava.
Bishop in Okuriangava, we are in on Dodo Street opposite ShopRite USAFE. Stop and pray. You can find us 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock followed by 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
Katutura.
Yes, Bishop, we are behind Groot Winkels, Richard Kamohuka Street, 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon, Bishop.
Mix.
In Mix, we are in the location of Efululu. The service is 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and the main service 6 o'clock.
Ojomise.
In Ojomise, we are located in the street of Eastern Bull, in the location of Agdelan. Our service is 3 o'clock, and the main service is 6 in the evening.
Our Cathedral of Faith, our headquarters in Namibia, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospamplatz, Vinduk. The services at 7 and 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime, 3 p.m., and the main service is 6 p.m. But we have churches throughout the country. You can call and inquire. You can call 0800-22-3335 and find the nearest address in Volvos Bay, Swakopo, Ondangwa, Oshakati, Otapi, Enana, Chicago, and you can find the nearest Universal Church. Tate Kalunga Nemunyambeke. We are going to be back on Thursday. Good night.